1963 to 68, you went to work for the Oklahoma State Legislature. You were producing the life-size portraits of Will Rogers, Sequoia, Senator Robert S. Kerr, and Jim Thorpe.
Yes.
You were about 45 years old. Let's talk first about the first portrait, which was Will Rogers. You portrayed him in a business suit. Was that difficult to do?
Yes, it was, sure. You know, every painting is difficult, but every painting is fun.
Remember how long you spent on that portrait?
I'd say at least 3 or 4 months.
You had him standing in a Navajo rug.
Yeah, that's an entrance to the Will Rogers Memorial. It's hanging there now. They bought it.
Now that was not from life. You were painting him from what?
I made him out of clay. I did a clay figure of him. And then I did a black and white painting of the clay figure. Then I did color, but I had to find somebody that would stand like him, would put on the clothes like him and all that. And I did many colored studies of that. I had a responsibility to have it be that good.
Why did you feel you had a responsibility?
Because everybody loved him. It couldn't just be another portrait. It had to be something special. And I remember when it was unveiled, his son was there for the unveiling, Jimmy Rogers. And he said, "My mother would love that painting you've done. You got his tie straight."
Is that one of the portraits you're the most proud of?
Not really. Not really. I was egotistic. I think I thought pretty much everyone that I've done was what I'm proud of.
Yeah.
Or I just don't do it. Say another thing. Every painting that I've done, whether it's a painting or a drawing or whatever, I have looked at as fun. If it wasn't going to be fun, I wouldn't do it.
That's be a nice feeling, though. Do you think about that it hangs in our state capitol and so many people come in on a daily basis?
I'm conceited. You know, you have to believe yourself. I like it when everybody tells me they like it, but I'm not sure that looking at the painting makes me feel that way, because every painting that I've done was fun, was enjoyable.
Did you ever look back on these portraits and, like, say, Will Rogers and say, "Ooh, I might have done that different," or "there's a little something"?
No, I might have said I might have done it better, but never different. See, I usually do 2 or 3 pencil drawings, maybe a clay model, maybe another painting, small painting. Then I do a large painting, and then I do the big one. Any good work that I've done is something of a development.
Another portrait that's hanging in our state capitol is that of Sequoia.
Yeah.
Tell us about Sequoia.
Well, that was interesting to me because nobody knew exactly what Sequoia looked like. I did do the picture in the background of his home. I drew that from his home. But I went around to Cherokees and I would say, "Do you know anybody that looks like this?" "Yeah, so-and-so does. He wouldn't be look like him at all. Some maybe this tall." And I just looked and looked and looked, and finally I just modeled him out of clay. And I got Indians that were around when probably somebody from the Sequoia people had remembered what he looked like. But I finally just built him out of clay. And I got people to model for it. The jacket that he has on in the painting, I actually got that from one that had come on the Trail of Tears. And it was still kept as a treasure, but it rotted. They'd had it for 50 years.
Wow.
Because I got it out and used it as a model for the Sequoia that's in the capitol. And it just rotted to pieces.
Did he have a name other than Sequoia? Was it George Guess?
Yeah, because they think the fellow Guess was his father. That his mother was an Indian, but his father was not.
And he was given the name Sequoia.
Yeah, and why they didn't put that on the top of the capitol, I will never know. Good God.
They should have put Sequoia up there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They were going to call the state Sequoia. Some smartass changed and called it Oklahoma.
I suppose what they thought is then all the other tribes would be jealous if this man
represented...
Wouldn't
that be a shame?
The Cherokees.
Yeah.
And so they would feel left out.
Yeah. They were going to name the state Sequoia. Do you remember that?
That's how great he was.
Yeah.
And then he, of course, created the alphabet for the Cherokee Nation.
Yeah. He first did one, and it had like 600 figures in it, and his wife burned it. So then he did the new one, and that's the one we know now.
I understand. He got the idea when he heard that the white man sent thoughts by signs and marks. So when he saw them doing that, then... he thought, "Well, I can do that for my own people."
He might.
And that's how that came about.
Well, how it came about is that he found a Bible in the road one day, and he picked it up and thought all those shapes would be good, and so he turned some of them upside down. It actually came from the Bible.
So then you used several people as a record of what Sequoia looked like.
There was pretty much one. I found a man, because he was only half, you know, Indian. He wasn't full blood. And I found a man who I thought would make a good Sequoia. And that's the one I used. Costume and all that was authentic.